So let's cover be courageous as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. There are a lot of different ways people are trying to stand up for God. Some are flooding social media with content while others are speaking out in the streets and others are serving in churches across the world. What does it mean to be courageous for God? See, there are scriptures that describe being bold for God, but the prophets and apostles were not just bold. More importantly, they were courageous. Anyone can be bold. There's nothing special about being bold. Most of it leads to being arrogant and prideful. But we couple being bold with being courageous. That changes how we operate. Paul did many things in the name of religion. But when Christ Jesus called Paul into service, not only did he speak boldly, he also became courageous. He stood up against great odds to do the work that he was called to do, enduring life-threatening conditions and situations. And you and I can't just be bold for God. We have to be courageous for God, not only standing up for God's word and truth, but living it. As things continue to get worse in this world, those who are seeking God are going to have to be more courageous. See, God encourages us to not be afraid. Don't be terrified, for the Lord our God is with us. Standing up for God and living a Christian life is going to get harder due to the challenges of this world and many religious groups changing their beliefs and mankind designed to please itself. See, God is looking for spiritual warriors to lead his people so he can encourage them to be strong and courageous. Like the Lord did with Joshua, who led God's people to the promised land. God warns those he calls to obey his commandments, to not let the book of God depart from their mouth, and to meditate on it night and day, doing what is written. See, God is leading and guiding us, not mankind. Therefore, we can be strong and courageous and not terrified, not discouraged, but lean on God whenever we need to. Our faith is in what God is doing. And though it may not be obvious to us, it's obvious to God. Our faith is not in what mankind is doing. See, to be courageous, we have to be careful and observe and obey the commandments of God. The Lord encourages us to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord has a plan no one can stop. And as time draws near, we're going to have to be strengthening our feeble hands and steady our knees so they don't give way. We need to say to those who have fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution. He comes to save us. The eyes of the blind will be opened. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. See, God encourages his righteous one, encourages us through visions and dreams, so we're confident that it's him who's leading and guiding us. When in his presence we become weak, we lose our strength, and we can hardly breathe, as the Lord encourages our souls and strengthens our bodies. See, the Lord encourages his remnant, those who are living according to his word. Though things seem bad, things are not looking good. When it seems nothing is going according to God's plan, his remnant remains faithful. We need to be strong and continue to do God's work. The Spirit with us, let us not be overcome by it all. We need to love the Lord, for he gives us increase and overflow. We need to continue to allow Christ Jesus to strengthen our hearts so we're blameless and whole in the presence of God the Father. So when he returns with all his holy ones, we will be received by God. See, our hearts have to be right before God, so he would encourage us and give us hope. Let's stand firm, holding to God's teaching so we can be strengthened by the Lord. Go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. See, we must grow our faith in God. Wants to encourage us. He wants us to be courageous, to be strong in faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 15 to 17 says, "So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings you passed on to you. whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. See, we need to remain awake. Times are drawing near. We cannot be asleep. We need to wake up and strengthen what remains in us. We must obey what we have received and heard. Repent from our wrongdoing. God's word says the day will come like a thief. We won't see it coming. He encourages us to live right before him. See, have you ever known someone who seemed to have all the courage in the world? They talk a good talk. They seem to be very strong in control and able to handle just about anything. But such a person is only strong on that day. Tomorrow you'll find that person weak and broken down. It'll be a different story. For only in Christ can we be courageous in all situations. So you have to stand up and be courageous. Especially with God in the house of God. We have to guide and instruct others how to properly come to God. Some things we just don't do in God's house. Not only do we need to be courageous in God's house, we need to stand up and be courageous for God in the world. See, many will try to reject and cast us aside, but God won't reject us. See, our father and mother may abandon us, but God won't. Our family and friends may leave us, but God won't. We cry out to the Lord, do not hide your face. Do not turn your servant aside. Forgive us and have mercy on us so we can be courageous in you, Lord Jesus. Teach us your ways, Lord. Teach us your straight path. Do not turn us over as we deserve. We're standing here, Lord, seeking your face, standing in confidence that we'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Waiting on the Lord, being strong, take heart, be courageous for God. Have courage in God. He's the Lord who makes the seed grow. He's the Lord who makes the vine yield its fruit. He's the Lord who makes the grass grow. He's the Lord that produces crops. He's the Lord who makes everything happen. He's the Lord and the God that makes heaven drops its dew. And though many come against us, God is on our side. He's in control. Be courageous. You and I are going to be courageous for God. Can I just look at the surface of things. We have to make sure we're rooted in Christ Jesus. Our confidence cannot have us boasting. We know God's power and authority is found in Christ and not in us. Being courageous means we'll build up others and not pull them down. We'll be patient and kind even though we're strong in the Lord. Being courageous means we're able to put on the full armor of God and take a stance against the devil's scheme. We won't get tired. We won't take it off so we can rejoice in pleasure and entertain it. We'll be courageous for the Lord, taking a stance against all evil and sin, keeping ourselves under control. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Taking a stance for God is not easy. We have loved ones who are not living right, and some who just won't believe. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13 says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the power of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you'll be able to stand your ground. After you've done everything to stand. We have spent enough time in the past doing all types of simple things. It's time for us to be courageous and stand up for God. Those who knew you before would think it strange that you're no longer plundering the sin with them. And they will heap abuse on you. But in love, we remain courageous for God. Each one of us knows we have to be accountable for our lives to the Lord, who judges both the living and the dead. So let us be courageous, speaking as if we're speaking the very words of God. Let us serve with the strength that the Lord provides, so that in all things God is praised through Christ Jesus, in the work that we do. Let us serve courageously. Let the church leaders be courageous. Let the overseers of God's house be courageous. Let the shepherds of God's flock be courageous. Let those called to preach be courageous. Let those called to serve be courageous. Let those who are called to give be courageous. Do not do it because you must, but do it because you are willing. And God will honor your courage. It will take courage to lead God's people in the last days. Those who are faithful and courageous will not be greedy for money, but eager to serve. They won't lord over God's people, but love them and encourage them and teach them God's ways. They'll be an example to the flock and not to the world. See, there are benefits of being courageous for God. When the Lord commissioned Joshua to lead his people, they received an inheritance. He was blessed with a numerous amount of land, cattle, and crops, and God blessed the work of his hand. When you and I show ourselves courageous to God, as he did with King David and King Solomon, being faithful and observing what God requires of us, walking in God's word and keeping his commandments, then we will prosper in all that we do, wherever we go. See, more than the material blessings, we will experience the wonderful presence and love of God in our lives. God's love is full of mercy and grace. His presence cannot be compared. See, God's love protects us in times of trouble, and his presence heals us in the time of sickness. We will benefit from being courageous, but not wavering in unbelief in God and God's purpose for our lives. Our faith will be strong as we give God all the glory. We're fully persuaded that God has the power to do whatever he says. Righteousness will be credited to us because we have believed and we stood up for God's ways. We've been courageous for the Lord. Go with me to Romans chapter 4, verses 20 to 24. See, we must be strong. We cannot waver. Nothing formed against us can win. Be courageous. Keep on believing. Keep on standing for God. Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 24 says, "Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promises of God, but who was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. And this is why it is credited to him as righteousness. The word that is credited to him was written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit in righteousness, for us who will believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Being courageous will enrich us in every way, in speech and in knowledge of God. We won't lack any spiritual gift. God will keep us strong to the end. We'll be blameless on the day of the Lord. We experience a true fellowship with God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, standing as one with God." See, we have to stand up for the Lord. We need to demonstrate that we're on the Lord's side. We have to put on God's armor, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of the righteous, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, and the shoes of peace, so others can see that we're standing courageously on God's truth and way. We stand with courage, knowing that God is on our side, that the devil in this world cannot defeat us. The Lord is faithful, powerful, strong, and mighty. Be courageous in God. We must be on our God, though, standing firm in faith, being courageous and strong, doing everything in love, devoting ourselves to service, joining in the work and labor of the Lord. We're amply supplied. We lack nothing. Let us refresh each one another, encouraging one another, lifting up each other, doing God's will. Lord, help us today. Being courageous is not easy. Many will not support us. Some will desert us. Others will hold things against us. But the Lord is on our side. He gives us strength so we can accomplish God's will. He will deliver us. He will rescue us and bring us safely into his kingdom. Let's stay focused. Let us stand up courageously for God's word. Let us stand up so we can be delivered and so the mighty hand of God can be at work in us. Be courageous all the way through the end, no matter what troubling situation you get into, no matter who come against you, be courageous for God. Glory to God. God is mighty. He's given all power and authority to Christ Jesus so we can be strengthened. Praise the Lord, Christ gives us strength so through him we can stand and be courageous for God. Nothing can come against us. No scheme of the devil can hurt us. No sickness can take us down. No financial problems can weaken us. So nobody coming against us can cause us to shrink back and turn from what God has called us to do. He strengthened us through his spirit. He strengthened us through his son. He strengthened us through his power. So let us be courageous. Let us not shrink back. Let us not transgress. Thank you, Jesus. We know how to be bold. That's just part of the issue. This world has been teaching us how to be bold and prideful and self-righteous for a long time. See, the Lord wants us to learn not only to be bold, but to be courageous, which requires that we not only learn and speak God's word to others, but we become a living testimony of God's work in us. We manifest the boldness of God in our lives, not through our words, but through our actions, through who we are. We become courageous, knowing that God has worked some stuff out in our lives. God has shown us how to overcome some things in our lives. See, even in the weakness in our body, God has shown us that he can strengthen us. See, even in the weakness in our family, God has shown us that he can strengthen us. We can be courageous, even in tough times. Even when it seems all dark, you and I can be courageous in Christ Jesus. Combine being good with being courageous. So we show ourselves that we are approved. So God can send us out and we won't lose heart when things come against us. We won't be discouraged when things come and people come against us because God is on our side. He's strengthened us. He prepared us for this, to go out and be bold and courageous in a loving way toward others. Being kind when nobody else wants to be kind. Not being self-righteous, not being religious, but being a lover of God, showing people God's love. Even though they persecute us, even though they talk bad about us, you and I are going to be courageous, knowing that God loves covers up a multitude of sin. We will overcome. We will walk by faith. We will have victory in Christ Jesus. Be courageous. Be bold, and through Christ Jesus and God the Father, receive all the glory and honor for the work that we do through God. Through Christ Jesus, we're able to do all things. Nobody can harm us. Nobody can take anything away from us. Nobody can rob us because all we have is in Christ. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we will help us to put on the full armor today, Lord Jesus. Help us to put on that helmet of salvation, God. Help us to have that belt of truth around us, God. And in tough times, Lord Jesus, strengthen us so we have peace in our shoes. That every step we take is full of peace and love, God. Help us today, Lord Jesus. This world is a tough place to live in, God. But you are our God. You are our Lord. You can strengthen us. Strengthen us, Lord, and with our faith. Make us strong and help us to be courageous. Help us to stand firm. Help us to be bold, Lord Jesus. Showing others kindness when they show us no kindness. Showing others love when they show us no love, God. Giving when nobody else gives us it. That is being bold and courageous from God. It's not about the words you speak. It's not about the things you text or on social media. It's about who you are, what Christ has done in you, the changes God has made in you. That is the boldness and courage you and I need to have because we are what God has made us. We are what God has formed us into. And we can be bold and courageous with that. Because it's God's work in us. It's not the work we've done in ourselves. It's not some religious denomination, something that's been taught to us. God has made us courageous. It is God has strengthened us through his word, his son, and his spirit, and his might, and his power. God has strengthened us so we can withstand the times, withstand the test. We can show ourselves approved because, Lord Jesus, you've at work in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, Lord. Thank you for creating courage in us that we are faithful to the end. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.